Next up, we have Hot Pink Halo with Rallied by an Evening Prayer.
Every atom's been replaced over time and age, moving through as I find ways to find my way through. They've been at it now 40 years, Saturday detention, facing all their fears, and I've been at it for 100 songs, rallied by an evening prayer at the world's wrong soul.
I think this song is very catchy, and I love the chord progression, especially at the verses. But, you know, from the chorus, I'd think the title would be Don't You Forget About Me, and I can't think of why she wouldn't have entitled it Don't You Forget About Me, except maybe there's already a song entitled Don't You Forget About Me. But yeah, really enjoyable, really engaging, and yeah, another wonderful, wonderful song from Hot Pink Halo.
One thing I noticed right off about this song is that Crumpet from Hot Pink Halo has definitely learned how to make Logic's canned drums sound good, because all the fills and change-ups in the drums, I think, sound pretty natural. At no point am I ever thinking, oh, this is drum pattern number 4 with Kyle or something like that. And the rhythm section in this song is really killing it. I think the bass and the drum are just locked in, and it sounds compelling. The chorus is sweet, and once again, I'm impressed by her vocal production, which has just grown leaps and bounds from previous contests. And one thing that Crumpet said on the boards that really cracked me up, I think it illustrates the dangers of podcasting. She said, back when I started doing Songfight, the jerk said in a podcast that all you need for a good song was a clav and an arpeggiated synth. So I started putting clavs and arpeggiated marimba into everything. This song has a pretty buried clav and a marimba arp in the bridge, because I couldn't resist this joke on my 100th song. So thank you for that, Crumpet. We appreciated it, even if we didn't hear it. Yeah. So.
And we apologize.
Crumpet is really an inspiration. She is incredibly creative, and she manages to be consistently making things artistically. Not only music, but she put together an entire book on music that she published on Amazon. It's like a workbook that has all these songwriting tips in it, including like all the various chords for different major and minor keys with the most common chord progressions. And it's got like all these marginal notes and places where you can sketch out melodies and mess with chord progressions. And I'm really inspired just by how creative she is consistently. And I admire her for that.
When I first saw the title of this song, I misread it as Railed by an Evening Prayer, which which put images in my head that had really no right to be there. I mean, this is a lovely song. It's a really nice song. What I love about Hot Pink Halo songs is the depth of narrative. There's so many layers to these songs. You can really pick apart and get multiple meanings from all of the layers. There were meanings in there that I didn't understand and have since been explained to me on the Discord chat server that, again, add to my enjoyment and add to the nuances that I'm reading and listening to. Just really clever songwriting. The one thing I did want to call out on this song in a positive way are the guitar parts, particularly in the choruses. And there's one in particular towards the end of the song. The guitar parts are not archetypal guitar parts. They're deconstructed. They are kind of parts of a part almost, but they just fit so beautifully into the song. And it's so musical. But it's a way of playing guitar that I find very difficult, because they're not constructed as a guitarist would construct them. I hope that doesn't sound condescending, because I don't think Crumpet is first and foremost a guitarist, but they're just so, so clever. I love the guitar parts in her songs.
Micah and I covered one of her songs, and when we decided to, I had figured out what she was doing on guitar, which was very atypical, and it involved a lot of open string and different chords, and I was trying to, you know, figure out how to do a good cover of this, and I sent a draft on to Micah, And he was like, oh no, oh no, we have to strip out all of that interesting stuff that Hot Pink Halo is doing, and we're just going to revert to the basic chords. Because, yeah, she does a lot of involved stuff on the guitar and not typical for how a lot of us might approach it. I'm impressed by what she does and how she makes those guitar choices.
Yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it.